on the top line of the Ches Amar Alef, top line of Ches Amar Alef. We had just learned that Rav Yosef holds that in order to be Mekadish and Isha, it's not enough to give her Shava Kesef that's worth a pruta. It has to be known, midi dekayetz, it has to have a known set value. That just like Kesef has a known set value, you give a $5 bill and everyone knows that it's worth exactly $5. If you give something that's Shava Kesef, something that's worth money, it has to be known exactly how much money that's worth. Amar Rav Yosef. Mina aminala. Rav Yosef says, how do I know my din? What din? How do I know what? I could underline the word la and say, what does that word la mean? What is it? How do I know what? No? How do I know? Good. That Shava Kesef needs to have an exact value, a known value. Says Gemara D'Tanya, because we learned in a Braisa, the Braisa darshan's a pasuk that talks about an Eved Ivri. The halacha by an Eved Ivri is that he works typically for 6 years, but if at any point during that 6 years he wants to get out, he can pay his way out. So if let's say for 6 years of service you paid $12,000, so it's that figures to $2,000 a year. 5 years into it, he wants to pay his way out, he can pay $2,000 and get his way out, right? And pay his way out, because he can pay. That's the halacha by an Eved Ivri. So we darshan in the pasuk by an Eved Ivri. The pasuk says, Mikesef miknaso, from the kesef of his kinyan that you bought him for. So we darshan from there, Bikesef hu nikna, ve'enu nikna b'tavua v'kelim. He can be acquired with money, but not with grain or with kalim, with anything else. Even though those things have value, but they're not money. You need to use money. So says Gemara, why? What exactly are we talking about when we're saying that you cannot buy the Eved Ivri? The Eved Ivri cannot buy himself out using Tavua and Kalim, but he can use money. What exactly is the case where he can't use something that's worth money, but he's allowed to use money to pay himself out, to buy himself out? If you want to say that Tavua and Kalim simply don't work at all for an Eved Ivri, well, Yashiv Gu'ulaso Amarachmana, the Pasuk says Yashiv Gu'ulaso, that he can give whatever value there is, L'Rabbel Shava Kesef Kikesef, and from that Pasuk we see that Shava Kesef also works. Don't tell me, the Gemara is saying, that Tavua of the Kalim never works for an Eved Ivri. It's not true. We have a drasha from the words Yashiv Gu'ulaso that Shava Kesef does work for an Eved Ivri. Shava Kesef is used interchangeably in this Gemara with Tavua V'Kelim. Tavua V'Kelim, Peiros, those are all Shava Kesef. They're not actual money, they're things that are worth money. So we have an explicit drasha that Shava Kesef works. So what are we talking about when we're saying only Kesef works, but not Shava Kesef? V'Delesbu Shava Pruta. If we're talking about Tavua V'Kelim that's worth less than a Pruta, well then, my iria tavua v'kelim, afilu kesef nami. Why would we say that tavua and kelim doesn't work if it were less? If we're talking about something less than a pruta, even kesef itself wouldn't work. Because again, the point is, the Braisa teaches us that there's some situation where kesef works to buy the Eved Ivri, but shava kesef doesn't work. Tavua v'kelim does not work. Well, what's that situation? If it's worth more than a pruta, then they should both work. If it's worth less than a pruta, then neither of them should work. So says Gemara, Elalav de ispu shava pruta. Now it must be that it's worth a shava pruta. V'kivan de lo kaitzi lo. The reason tavua v'kelim don't work is because they don't have a known value. So yeah, tavua v'kelim can work as long as we have it assessed and everyone knows their value. But if it doesn't have a known value, that's what we're talking about. That if you have tavua v'kelim worth $10, and you have money worth $10, the money can work to buy the Eved Ivri out, but the tavua v'kelim cannot work to buy the Eved Ivri out. Why? It's worth $10. Why can't it work to buy the Eved Ivri out? Because it's not a known value. It's not kaitzi. It's not something that's a clearly set, established value. So that's how Rav Yosef derives his halacha, that you need midi dekayetz. You need something that's a known value. But not everyone agreed to Rav Yosef. Rabba disagreed with Rav Yosef. Rabba held any Shava Kesef works. So how's Rabba going to explain this Braisa? V'idach, and the other opinion, meaning who, when you write this in your Gemara, who the V'idach is, Rabba will say, Hachi ka'amar, b'toras kesef u'nikna ve'ein nikna b'toras tevua v'kelim. That if you want to use tevua v'kelim as a kinyan kesef, that's fine. You just can't be kona and Eved Ivri with a kinyan tevuah v'kelim. What's a kinyan tevuah v'kelim? Umay ninu? What kind of kinyan is a kinyan tevuah v'kelim? Chalipin. Meaning, if you want to use tevuah v'kelim as a kinyan kesef, say, look, this tevuah v'kelim is worth $2,000, so I want to buy out my last year of service with this $2,000 of tevuah v'kelim, that's fine. But you cannot use tevuah v'kelim as a symbolic kinyan, as a kinyan chalipin. Because to free an Eved Ivri, you need to do a real Kinyan Kesef. You cannot use Kinyan Chalipin. That's all it means. But really, if you want to use Tevuah V'Kelim, that's fine. Just make sure you're using it as a Kinyan Kesef, not as a Kinyan Chalipin. So, Frakta Gemara, that works if you assume that it's ever possible to make a Kinyan Chalipin with grain, with Tevuah. Ulder Rav Nachman, Damar Peros Lo Avdi Chalipin, Mayik Lameimar. Well, according to Rav Nachman, that peros, like grain, tevuah, could never be used for a kinyan chalipin anyway. It's simply not eligible for a kinyan chalipin. Well, then how's Rabbah going to explain this brisa? It wouldn't need to be telling me that you shouldn't use a kinyan chalipin over here. Obviously, you can never use tevuah for a kinyan chalipin. So how's he going to explain, how would we explain the brisa then, according to Rabbah? Ella rather li olam delesbu shavapruta. Now, the brisa must have been talking about where you're dealing with something that's worth less than a pruta. And we had a question on that. We said, how could it be talking about something worthless than a Shavu Pruta? Because if that were the case, it's not just Tevuah V'Kelim that's no good, even if you were to use what? Kesef itself would be no good. So why would the Braisa specifically identify Tevuah V'Kelim as the problem? Answers Gemara, Lomi Baya Ka'amar. The Braisa is written in a way that's telling me the greatest Chiddush. The Braisa wants to tell me the greatest Chiddush. And it goes as follows. Lo mi baye kesef. You don't even need to tell me about money that's worth less than a shavu pruta, that it doesn't work. The yispe shavu pruta in, if that money, if it's worth a shavu pruta, it will work. Ilo lo. And if it's not worth a shavu pruta, it will not work. Aval tevuah v'kelim. But when it comes to tevuah v'kelim, there's a hava amina to think it will work even if it's less than a shavu pruta. What's the hava amina? To think that it should work even if it's less than a Shavu Pruta, Ema, we might have had a Havamina Mida Mikrava Hana Asayhu Gamar Umakni Nafshe. Since the Hana'ah is so much closer, it's so much more accessible, because the item is already there, you might think the Eved would be willing to make such a Kinyan. He would be Makni himself with Tevuah V'Kelim even when they're worth less than a Shavu Pruta. Kamash Malan. That's why the Braisa wants to tell me that Tevuah V'Kelim that are worth less than a Shavu Pruta, even though the Mikrava Hana Asayhu, even though they're more accessible, it will not work. So main point number one, Rav Yosef derives that you can only do Kiddushin with Shavu Kesef that has a set value from the fact that an Eved Ivri can't be bought with Tevuah V'Kelim because they don't have a set value. Again, Rav Yosef derives that Kesef Kiddushin can only be done with Shava Kesef that has a set value from the fact that you are not allowed to buy an Eved with Tevuah V'Kelim that don't have a set value. So you see that even when we say Shava Kesef is Kikesef, Shava Kesef is only Kikesef when? When the Shava Kesef has... Hello? A set value. Of course, Rabbah disagrees. Rabbah holds Tevuah V'Kelim that are worth a pruta can always be used, even without a set value. According to Rabbah, what's the Braisa talking about? According to Rabbah, the Braisa is saying that even Tevuah V'Kelim, that you might have thought Tevuah V'Kelim that are less than a Shavu Pruta can work, because it's so karov ala asayu, the Braisa is telling me not so. Amar Rav Yosef mina aminala. Second possibility where Rav Yosef gets his din. What din? That it needs to be a set value. Good. Ditanya from a brisa. Egel zel the pidyon b'ni. The guy's got to do pidyon ben. So let's say instead of giving the kohen cash, he says, here's a baby cow for the pidyon of my son. Talis zel the pidyon b'ni. Here is peritzitzis for the pidyon of my son. Lo amar klum. Doesn't work. But if he formulates it just a little bit differently, egel zeh b'chamesh slaim l'pidyon b'ni. If he says, here's this egel worth 5 slaim for the pidyon of my son. Talizu b'chamesh slaim l'pidyon b'ni. here's this talus worth 5 slaim for the pidyon of my son, but no padui. What does that mean?
Works.
Son is padui. So ask the Gemara, what exactly is the case over here? Hi pidyon hechidami. What are the circumstances of this pidyon aben? Ilei medol shavi, if the cow or the talus is actually not worth the amount of money you're supposed to use for pidyon aben, the 5 slaim, kol kaminei, does he have the ability, kol kaminei, meaning is he empowered? Does he have the ability to do a pidyon aben with less money than you're supposed to do a pidyon aben? That wouldn't make any sense. Meaning he can't just say the magic words, 5 slaim, if we know it's not worth 5 slaim. That obviously doesn't work. Ella lav afalgav deshavi. It must be saying that even if it is worth 5 slaim, it's only going to work if you make it clear that the set value of this item is 5 slaim. Bekimen de lo kaitzi lo. But if you just give the egel, you just give the talus without having a set clear value, it's not going to work. Ah, so says Rav Yosef, that's where I get my idea that even when you're using Shava Kesef, you have to make sure at least that the Shava Kesef has a set value. Not from Eved Ivri, where do I learn it from? Pidyon aben. Says Gemara, bad raya. Low, not a good raya. Li'olam de lo shavi, because over there it could be talking about a case where the egel or the talis is actually not worth 5 slayim. Ukigon de kabil kohen nilave. But it could be that the kohen was willing to accept it. And that could make it, for him it's worth 5 slayim. Ki had Rav Kahana shakel sudra. Like Rav Kahana once took a turban for pidyon aben. Rav Kahana was a kohen apparently. Tosfos points out that it's a difficult point because elsewhere in Shas it sounds like Rav Kahana was not a Kohen, but over here it sounds like Rav Kahana was a Kohen. That's why he got the name Kahana. Probably he was a Kohen, and he took a turban for Pidyon Aben. The Shagel Sudra, the Masorah Shas changes the next word, takes out the next word, and just changes the following word to bi Pidyon Aben. He takes a sudra. He took a sudra for Pidyon Aben. Amar Lein, he said, even though a sudra, a turban, is not worth 5 slaim, lididi chazi li chamesh slaim. For me, it's worth 5 slaim. So you're allowed to do that as well. So that could be what's going on in this price. It's not that when the guy gives the egel, the reason it doesn't work unless he specifies 5 slaim is because you have to give a set amount. No, the reason it wouldn't work unless you specify 5 slaim is because it's actually not worth 5 slaim. But when you specify 5 slime, then the Kohen is saying, yeah, for me, it's worth 5 slime, and that's good enough. Amar Ravashi lo amaron ele kagon Rav Kahana de gavar rabahu. That's only worth 5 slime to a guy like Rav Kahana, who is a very great man. Umi bayule sudra areshe. And a very great man always needs to be wearing something on his head. He always needs to be wearing a turban on his head. This is the first source we've seen so far in this Masechta. All the sources, not all the sources, many of the sources about yarmulke and hats and things like that are in this Masechta, are in Kiddushin, strangely, because Kiddushin really has nothing to do with yarmulkes and hats. But almost all the sources are in this Masechta, so mentally mark this one off. Here's the first time we've seen in this Masechta a source about wearing a turban, not a yarmulke, but a turban, something that covers your whole head. And what's the implication of this source? Who has to wear something that covers their whole head? A great man, a gavra rabba. So there's room to argue that a Rosh Yeshiva should wear a hat and regular people shouldn't, or don't have to, but that for a Rosh Yeshiva or something like that, it would become more of a requirement. So there's room to argue that. This is not halacha l'maisa. I'm just saying this would be a source for such an idea. Aval kulei al malo, but regular people, the turban is not worth 5 slaim because they don't need to wear one. Ki ha demar bar avashi zaven sudra me'ime de rabba me'kuvi. Marba Rav Ashi once bought a sudra from Rabba's mother from in a town of Kuvi, in a place of Kuvi, name of a town. Shavi Asara, the turban was really only worth 10 bitlesar, and he paid 13 for it. So you see that for a great person, it's worth a little more because he needs it more. Main point number two. Rav Yosef derives that you need to assess the Shava Kesef. It needs to be a set amount from Pidyon HaBen. That when you give Shava Kesef for Pidyon HaBen, it only works when it's clearly assessed. So again, Rav Yosef derives second derivation of how he knows that you need Midi Dekayetz, that you need something assessed from Pidyon HaBen. That it only works when it's very clearly, when you use Shava Kesef for Pidyon HaBen, it only works when it's very clearly assessed. And again, Rabba, how does Rabba respond to that? Rabba says that's not true. That's only when you're dealing with something that's worth less than five slayim. So then you have to specify five slayim so that you could verify that to the Kohen that you're giving to, it's worth five slayim, because it happens to actually not be worth five slayim. So for that Kohen, it's got to be worth five slayim. If you take a quick look at Tosos, just for your own edification, Rav Kana Shakal Sudra Pinya Ben, so Tosos says, Mashma Hachad Rav Kana Haya Kohen. Sounds like Rav Kana was a Kohen. V'tema de Besof Elu Ovrin Mashma de Lo Haya Kohen. In the end of the third parak of Pesachim, it sounds like he was not a Kohen. Fourth parak? Third parak? I don't remember. The Ka'amar, third parak, I think. Ilav de Nesivi Kanta Lo Galoi. Because Rav Kana says something about the fact that he married a Bas Kohen, being his only Zechus, makes it sound like it's not his own, he doesn't have his own Zechus of being a Kohen. So Tosa says, Yesh Lomar de Trey Rav Kahana Havu. There must have been two Rav Kahanas. Interesting. Inami, says Tosa, is a much greater Chiddush. Yesh Lomar de Bishvil Ishto Hayelokeach. What? Bishvil Ishto Hayelokeach. He was able to take Pidyon HaBen because his wife was a Kohen. That's a major statement of Tosfos. That's a major statement in Halacha, that Tosfos saying that you're allowed to take because your wife is a Kohen. And he says, yeah, Avaraya, Kedash Chen Perek Azroa. It says in Chulin, Rav Kana Achal B'Shvil Ishto, that Rav Kana ate, probably he's talking about Kachim over there, because of his wife. Very, very difficult to understand what that means. So, but just an interesting Tosfos to know. Okay, so that's